Good morning. We gather here today, the first Sunday in May. Still looking for that sun here from the last couple days, but she'll come back out. Whether they say April showers bring May flowers, so we're definitely getting the showers right now, aren't we? Today we are privileged to have Mr. Ron Bagley to speak on behalf of the Gideons. And I'll share more information about Mr. Bagley before he comes up and speaks, but I do want to discuss the insert that you have in your program. We will do a free will offering at the end of our service this morning with baskets at both exits if you would like to donate to the Gideons financially at that time. But also, your insert explains the mission of the Gideons and also provides an opportunity, if you did not come prepared today to donate, you can take this home with you, and you will see that there is an envelope, and you can place your donation in there and send it to our local Gideon's chapter, and that will take care of that as well if you are not able to help out in the baskets this morning. Do we have other parish notices to come forth at this time? Dick?
Pickle jar this morning is going to be for Ashley to kind of help her with her summer mission trip, and I have asked her if she would come up and fill you in a little bit on where she's going, what she's doing.
Well, first off, I want to say thank you to everyone last week with the cookie buffet. That was a really big success, and I just want to thank you all again. Hopefully you enjoyed the cookies. But as far as my mission trip this summer, I'm going on two different mission trips. The first trip that I'll be going on is to Costa Rica now, not Haiti. But while we're there, there'll probably be about 100 to 150 high school students there as well, within about another 20 to 30 adult leaders and college students. And what we'll be doing while we're there is we'll be splitting into smaller groups of about 20 to 30 students and going to public places like parks. We actually get to go into some schools. And while we're there, they're going to learn a skit. And the skit is actually all in Spanish. There's like a track that goes with it. And then they perform this skit that goes through the story of the Bible all the way from creation to the resurrection. And it puts it into... It's basically about a toy maker, and it's all in terms that children, younger children, will understand from, you know, 3 or 4 all the way up to junior high and high school, and they really enjoy it. And we'll have local pastors with us so that after they hear the story of Jesus and they get to ask questions if they accept Christ, we make sure we write down their name and their contact information so that they can get in contact with other churches while they're in the community, so that we don't just tell them the story and then kind of leave them hanging. So I'll be there for 2.5 weeks, and then I'll come back to Ohio for a week, and then I'll be leaving to go to South Africa. And while we're in South Africa, that'll be a much smaller group, and we'll be doing more orphanage ministries where it's a lot more one-on-one, and we get to play with children and just help out the missionaries and the orphanages there as far as like making new beds, just even loving on the children. I've heard stories as far as going to the orphanages where the kids don't cry anymore because they don't get held at all when they are crying. So even just like holding kids and loving them is going to be a big step in the right direction for them. So yeah, I'm headed to Costa Rica and South Africa. Thank you for your support.
Thank you, Ashley, and what an endeavor. And our theme today is missions with the Gideons, and our scripture revolves around that as well. So, awesome. Any other parish notices to come forth? No senior choir practice this week? Okay, with that being said then, let us prepare our hearts for morning worship. Thank you. Let us bow our heads for the opening prayer. Lord, we come to you this morning as humble servants, but servants willing to do your good. Like a farmer who plants his field with single seeds, help us to grow and lead in missions like the field grows in seeds exponentially. Let us listen to your word today and again come together as a collective whole to promote the word of God. All these things we pray in your name. Amen. Let us pray together. What would my life be like if I made a home for the Holy Spirit in my heart and mind? What would our worship be like if we made a home for the Holy Spirit in the heart and mind of our congregation? What would our world be like if the love and justice of God ruled in every nation? Let us imagine such a life and such a world as we worship the God who lives in us today. Amen. For hymn 64, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty.
Thank you.
that time in our service where we greet each other in the passing of the peace. If we could have the children come forward, Jean will be giving our children's message this morning.
Morning. How are you guys doing this morning? I have a question. Today is kind of a special day for me. Can anybody guess what today might be? Any guess?
Happy Do you want
birthday. I think somebody just gave it away. So today I got up this morning. I fed the new baby calves, which are really fun. But then I got into one of my favorite dresses, and I dressed up to come here, and then tonight Jeff's going to make me a dinner, and we're going to have cake and ice cream. So what is it today, do you think? No guess? What is it today? It's my birthday. Thank you. It's not as much fun as I'm sure it is for you guys these days, but it's my birthday, and it's a special day. So we're going to learn today. We've got a story from the Bible, and one of the famous verses that you guys might even know from the Bible comes from this story about a different kind of birthday that we can all have. Did you know that you can have more than one birthday? You can. You have the day you were born, and then there's another birthday, which we found out from Jesus, when a man came to him one night, and he was a really important man in the Jewish community, and he had seen all the different things that Jesus had done. I don't know if you guys remember last week in children's church, we talked about the lame man that Jesus made walk. He did that for him. Well, Nicodemus had seen all these things, and so he came and visited Jesus at night because he was afraid to come in the day because there were lots of people like that did the same thing he did. He was a leader in the church, and they didn't like Jesus, so he was kind of afraid to come and talk to him in the day, so he came at night. And he asked him a question because Jesus told him, he said, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. So that would be like you were born twice. And Nicodemus said, well, what am I supposed to do? Go back into my mom's stomach and come out again? I mean, can you imagine that at your age right now? I think your moms would not be excited. I can tell you right now. So anyway, but Jesus said no. What he said was, he said that the famous verse, I don't know if anybody knows John 3:16, but he said, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. So at some point in your life, I hope you make that decision where you decide to believe that Jesus came and died for your sins and rose again. And once you do that, then you're born again. So that's your second birthday. And that's really an important birthday because you're born into God's family. So one of these days, I hope to hear from you. I'm going to give you each something to remind you of this today. And since it's my birthday, I can do what I want. Right? Okay. You want to pick out a candle? This is a birthday candle. And so someday, I'm hoping you'll come to me, and not too long because I'm getting older by the day, but You can bring me this candle when you've made the decision that Jesus is going to come into your life and into your heart, and that means the Holy Spirit will be with you. And at that point, you come and you bring me that candle, or you don't even have to bring me the candle. And I will make you a cake for that second birthday because it's a really important one. All right, does everybody want to come down here and we'll hold hands and say our prayer? Okay.
Our most gracious God, we thank you for giving us answers to our questions through your word. I pray that someday each of the children here this morning will make the decision to believe in your son. I also ask that you use all of us in this church in any way we can help them choose their new life in Jesus. Amen.
All right. Gotta take two, right?
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Gene. This is the part of our service where we share our joys and concerns as a congregation, and Olivia is going to help us out today. So if you have a joy or concern, please raise your hand high, and Olivia will bring the mic to you. Olivia, we have Phil up here, back here.
I have several joys. Marie made it through the 5K walk last Sunday. My grandson graduates from Ohio State next Sunday, and 2 weeks from today, my oldest granddaughter gets confirmed, and then granddaughter Mackenzie also has a graduation later on this month.
Awesome.
Kathy came through her operation real well and stuff. She seems to be in a lot better spirits than she was the last time with that. Of course, they didn't have to do quite so much, I don't think. And I talked to her the other day. I have not seen her since the day of the operation because I have been busy. But Carrie was up, I think, yesterday and said she was in pretty good spirits. And as far as I know, she may be getting out Monday. And they have informed her that she is getting along well enough up there that they don't think there's going to have to be any therapy and stuff any place else. So I think she'll be coming straight home. So thank you for your prayers and everything, and we appreciate it.
Thank you for that sharing, Glenn. Other joys or concerns?
The first is a joy. Yesterday, Max turned 7. Mm-hmm. And then a concern, my sister-in-law had a kidney removed Thursday, and hopefully the results will be okay. And then on Friday, her father passed away, so she's kind of having a rough time.
Okay. Thank you, Gloria.
My mom forgot to mention that it was her 52nd birthday.
I wasn't going to say anything, but I know she's older than me, so.
I have a couple of joys. Well, Matt graduates from college next Sunday, so that's a joy for us. We're awaiting baby Brees here. That will be a joy this week, so we anticipate a great week. And also, if you could keep Jasmine Coleman's family in your prayers, I'm sure everyone that is on the top, you know, of your prayer concerns, but she was admitted back into the transplant unit this week due to the issues with her stomach. I'm not sure what the word is, gastro something, but if you could keep her and your family in your prayers.
Thank you, Shelley. Any other joys or concerns? And Ron?
Hi, my name's Ron Bagley. I'll be talking a little bit later, but this is a great opportunity to say some thanks. There are two Gideons here today who wish they had their 52nd birthday. And the other thing I want to say is, you know, the original plans, I'm not even supposed to be here today, but I'm happy that I am. And if it wouldn't be for the 1930 Crestview girls, well, it was Convoy then, Convoy girls basketball team, I wouldn't even be here. I'll explain more about that later.
Explain more later. That's a cliffhanger right there. I don't know. The 1930 Convoy girls basketball team. Awesome. Can we show our appreciation to Olivia for taking the microphone? Let us go to the Lord in silent prayer. Lord, we are so blessed that we can come to you anytime, anywhere, and share our thoughts, our concerns, our joys in prayer. The line to you never goes dead like a cell phone at times when the battery runs out. You are always there for us. At times it's a struggle for us to pick up that phone line and communicate to you through prayer, but you are always there for us. As a collective whole, please watch over those in need and the concerns were expressed this morning for. And also collectively, we know that we can always come to you together as a congregation through the Lord's Prayer, which we'll recite now. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. At this time, if the ushers will come forward, we'll collect the morning offering. Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you for the abundant blessing you bestow on us. As we offer these gifts in the thanksgiving and praise, we pray that they will be a blessing to others. Through our gifts, may the word of your goodness spread to the ends of the earth, that all people may know of your love and make a home for you in their hearts. Amen. Let us sing together hymn number 400, Come Thou Font of Every Blessing. Be seated. Our Psalter reading this morning is Psalm 67. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face shine upon us, that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. May the people praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. May the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you rule the peoples justly and guide the nations of the earth. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. Then the land will yield its harvest, and God, our God, will bless us. God will bless us, and all the ends of the earth will fear him.
Thank you.
Thank you, Keith. Thank you, choir. Thank you, Linda. Our New Testament reading is from Acts 17, verses 10 through 12. And our author of Acts is Luke, and it's a sequel to his gospel. And it talks about the teachings and trials and testimony of Paul. As soon as it was night, the brothers sent Paul and Silas away to Berea. On arriving there, they went to the Jewish synagogue. Now the Bereans were of more noble character than the Thessalonians, for they received the message with great eagerness and examined the scriptures every day to see if what Paul said was true. Many of the Jews believed, as did also a number of prominent Greek women and many Greek men. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
It is a distinct honor to introduce Mr. Ron Bagley to you this morning. I've been associated with his family for many, many years, his children, and grown up with them closely from afar, if you will. Mr. Bagley is a Vanderbilt High School grad. He graduated from BGSU and Indiana University and also has coursework through Wright State University. His teaching career, he's a fellow middle schooler. He's worked at Vanderbilt Middle School as a language arts teacher and then the Marsh Foundation as classroom teacher and principal and home and school director. And he also worked as a Vanderbilt City County Gifted Education Coordinator as well, for a total of 36 years in education. He and his wife, Linda, have four children, Jeff, John, Mark, and Julie. And Ron has been a Gideon since 1995. So at this time, it is a distinct pleasure to introduce Mr. Ron Bagley.
Thanks, Dave. Of course, it's an honor and a privilege for me to be here today. And I've told you, if it wouldn't have been for the 1930 Convoy girls basketball team, I wouldn't even be here at all, wouldn't even be thought about. But usually, when you give a Gideon report, you're not supposed to talk about yourself. You're supposed to talk about Gideon, supposed to talk about the Lord, supposed to talk about the mission of Gideon's, but we'll talk about all those things, but we'll add a few things and make this kind of a custom report put together especially for Convoy United Methodists. Let's pray. Let's pray. Our Father, we have so much to be grateful for, and we have so much to be thankful for. We thank you for the way that you've put the service together so far leading up to giving the Gideon report. Lord, we just ask that the meditations of our heart and the words of our mouth be acceptable unto you as we present the Gideon message and present your message, the message of the gift of eternal life, the greatest message ever given by the Lord himself. We ask these things in your precious name. Amen. To begin with, Gideon's International is it's a spiritual organization. It's made up of professional and businessmen, and you need to know that all of the Gideons have been verified by the pastors of their own church. They have to be a member of an evangelical Protestant church. The pastor has to say, yes, this person has given their heart to the Lord. So if you know any Gideons, you know right away that the Lord has touched their heart. Now, I don't know whose idea, Dave, if it's your idea, thank you, but the whole message is planned towards Gideon. And in the children's minute, we could pretty much say amen and the service is done. Because that was one of the first things that I was going to say. You know, the mission of Gideon's is to lead others, to win others to the saving grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I was going to use the John 3:16. Thank you. Thank you, children, for already knowing that. You know, and I was going to say, born once, die twice. Born twice, die once. And I was going to say, be careful how you choose your words. Be careful how you tame your tongue in the book of James, Jesus' brother. And so we put a little quote up there, you know, and sometimes when people talk, you get the wrong idea. For example, if we say, and some of you have already heard this, I'm just learning things. I'm a poor farmer from Union Township. I got my start shoveling coal, cleaning furnaces, and shoveling grain. But no Jesus, no life. And the same sounding words can change that completely. From nothing to everything. No Jesus. Read your Bible. Study your Bible. And then you'll know life. Then you'll live the full life. My father and mother, great Christian people, and my dad had an eighth grade education, never went to high school, went right to work. He thought the only way to be successful in life is, number one, know the Lord, number two, work as hard as you can. He almost used to make me sick to my stomach, he worked so hard. As a young man, he could shovel, he could unload a whole carload of coal. In one day, shoveling out. Now, who does that today? Who gets in there and shovels out? Well, we don't even use coal anymore, but that's how hard he worked. And this is what he said. He encouraged all six of his children to go to college, and he would say this, now listen. Okay, here's some advice. Here's some Gideon advice. He wasn't a Gideon, but he was a prayer warrior. Education is very important, and many of our family went into education. Remember, education is very important. However, it depends on who you educate. You educate a crook, you got real trouble. You educate somebody who doesn't have the Lord in their heart, he can cause all kind of trouble. And you and I know some of those people. But you educate a Christian, and then you have and can gain eternal values. Boy, what a philosopher, you know, what a guy. Now, I wasn't going to go to college at first. And again, I said I shouldn't talk about myself, but I wasn't going to go. And we were cleaning furnaces. I'd graduated from high school. And we could clean four furnaces a day, two in the morning and two in the afternoon. When I'd come home, you couldn't even see me. I was as black as whatever. And I come along about the end of July, first of August, and Dad said, now, Ron, what are your plans? I said, what do you mean, what are my plans? He said, well, what are you going to do next year? And I said, well, you know, I'm going to continue working on the farm and continue working at the coal yard. And he said, oh, good. We can clean furnaces right up till Thanksgiving. You know, I slept on that. And there was a light came on. You've seen that Ford advertisement where the light comes on? So I got up in the morning. I said, Keith would appreciate this. He's an old educator. And someday, Keith, I want to hear you play. Get all excited. Go tell everybody Jesus Christ is King. I love your piano playing. Thank you. And same way with the organ and the choir. But I said, Dad, I've slept on that, and I think I'll go to college. And he said, you're going to do what? You know, we're making plans here to work. We got to make a living. No, I thought it'd be a good idea to go to college. He said, where are you going to go? And I said, I don't know, but I'm going to go someplace. And I did. I didn't have an application. I ended up at a Christian school, North Central College, first year and a half, and then transferred to Bowling Green. But I want to tell you another story then about Dad and Mom, great Christian people that they are. Dad lived to be 70. Mother just missed 1 month of being 102. Great Christian lady. That'll be okay there. And so anyway, in my dad's family were seven brothers and two sisters. And my uncle, Fent Bagley, some of you might know him. All the Bagleys, all the gals, everybody's dead. That's the bad thing about getting older. All your family and friends die. But anyway, Fent Bagley was dating a convoy girl basketball player. And Fent said to his girlfriend, girlfriend, I have a brother who'd like to have a date. Now, he doesn't usually go on dates, but could you find somebody that would go on a date with Floyd Bagley? And the girl said, well, my best friend's Helen Bricker. Maybe I could ask her. Okay. So the basketball player, the girlfriend of my Uncle Fent, asked Helen if she would go on a date with Floyd Bagley. And she said, well, I don't know him, but I suppose, you know, if he's a brother, how's your boyfriend? He's a good man. And he said his brother, you know, is a good person. So they fixed him up with a blind date. And my mother only told me this just about 2 or 3 years before she passed away. And because I asked her, I said, how did you meet Dad? Well, she met him at a basketball game. And imagine that, you know. So anyway, Mother says we were warming up, and these two guys came in all dressed out in a suit. Both of them had suits on. There's a shorter one, that was Fent. Taller one, that was my dad. And my mother said, Ron, I hoped and prayed it was the taller one. So it was the taller one. They had their first date, their first blind date. They met. Both of them so bashful, they didn't know how to hardly talk to one another, but they never dated anybody else. And 2 years later, after Mother graduated from high school, they married. So the rest is history. She was raised right over here on Tully Street, tell it whatever, however you pronounce it, and she went to church at Trinity Lutheran, just a couple blocks from here. Dad was already a Christian. He led Mother to the Lord, and then Mother led all of her 6 kids to the Lord. So you don't have to be a Gideon to lead others to the Lord. The main activity of the Gideons is scripture distribution. But that's not the mission. That's not the purpose. The purposes of Gideon's International is to lead others to the saving grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. And they do that with scripture distribution, prayer, and Christian fellowship. You need to know when Convoy Crestview has a tremendous, tremendous positive influence on the Gideons of this county. We have approximately 60 members. Gideon's wives can become members of the auxiliary. Gideons are responsible to give Gideon reports. That's what I'm doing now. They have the responsibility for scripture distribution. And you need to know how many scriptures are distributed, given out, handed out, free Bibles given out here in this county. The largest number of scriptures would be these New Testaments, and it's orange. And we hand these out to every fifth grader in Crestview, Lincoln View, Van Wert, and also Delphus Jefferson Middle School, because that's on the Van Wert County side. We're responsible for Van Wert County. And I would say, and I'm not exaggerating when I say this, more than 95%, maybe even higher than that, more than 95%, when we say, would you like to have a free testament? And we call them Gideon testaments. They're not really, they're the same testament that everybody reads, but they call them Gideon testaments because that's who distributes them. Would you like to have a free New Testament? More than 95% said, yes, thank you. And just this year, when my wife and I, because auxiliary can be involved in scripture distribution, especially the medical, the nurses and the nursing homes and things like that. But when we were handing out over at Delphus Jefferson this year, and in today's world, you know, you can't go in the classroom. You have to stand out on the sidewalk or do something, or you'll get arrested or at least reported. And so we were at Delphus Jefferson, and we had finished, and I was putting the extra testaments back in the trunk, and a young man in about the 6th, 7th grade came up, and he said, what's your name? And I thought, okay, here we go, going to get reported. I said, my name's Ron Bagley. He said, thank you very much. You're doing a good thing passing out those testaments. I asked him which church he attended. He said, I go to the Lima Alliance Church. And I said, do you know about God's plan of salvation? He said, yes. We're all sinners, and if we repent, the Lord will forgive you, and you'll be born of the Spirit. And that's what this testament says in the last part. Has God's plan of salvation, and you can read through the scriptures, pray, give your heart to the Lord, and then sign your name. Gideon's distribute approximately 1,300 testaments and Bibles in Van Wert each year. Approximately 500 of those are the school testaments. The other 500, 600, 700, 800 would be at the Van Wert County Fair. We have a booth there where we distribute anybody who wants a New Testament. We have we place all the full Bibles in the motels in Van Wert. In fact, we just did that last week. The hospital, every room has a New Testament. All the lobbies have full Bibles. Attorneys' offices, dentists, doctors, Van Wert Gideons are responsible for doing that. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. I need to tell you that at the state level, and Gideons are responsible and make arrangements to distribute testaments to college kids. Those are the green cover. And in one day, they might distribute as many as 5,000 or 6,000 at Ohio State, 2,000 or 3,000 at the University of Toledo, not Tennessee, Miami of Ohio, Akron, Kent State, all Ohio University. All of these universities, thousands of testaments are handed out. Then we go a little bit further, and I said Gideon's International is a worldwide situation. In over 200 countries, islands, territories, these testaments are printed in 90 different languages, 90 plus. And every time your heart beats, two testaments or Bibles are distributed someplace in the world. Every time your heart beats, 1.5 million testaments and Bibles per week. Approximately 80 million. I don't know. Gideons don't advertise, you know, and but you need to know that. Churches need to know that. And you think, well, how, you know, how? They're all, you know, nothing's free, but we say they're all free. Well, how in the world do we do this? Thanks to churches, thanks to Gideons, thanks to the Gideon card. I see you have a Gideon card rack back here underneath the Bibles. I'm encouraging you to use that. And when you give in memory or special occasion or something, when you donate one Bible or two or five, or don't be afraid to give 100. These cost about $1.25, $1.30 to print. These cost $5. So if you want to give five of these and you give in memory of or in honor of somebody, $25, that all goes to buy and print more Bibles. Now, Gideons never go into to debt with, thanks, Dave. Gideons never go into debt when they print the Bibles. The money has to come in. When they get enough money, then they print the Bibles. Right, almost on a monthly basis, Gideons are about 5 million behind. That means around the world, there's requests for 5 million Bibles that we have to wait until the money comes in. So through Gideons, church love offerings, Gideon cards, those three things, that's what contributes to having the Bibles. I want to tell you, well, how powerful is that? Well, I'll tell you, some of you know Reverend Randy Bevington. In high school, you know, Ohio City, there's not much good comes out of Ohio City. He was pretty wild. In fact, after he graduated from high school, he was a bartender in the Red Dog Saloon. I don't think it's there anymore, but Randy Bevington says, yeah, that's what I did. He's embarrassed to say that now, but he's not proud of that anyway. Then he joined the Navy, became an aviator, became a pilot, and got himself in a little bit of trouble. I think he had too much to drink one night and got thrown in the brig. While he was there, Gideon stopped in and said, here, I think you need to read this. And he said, I think I do too. So he read it. He ended up in a Bible study in California near the Air Force, the Navy base. Met a young lady there who encouraged him to give his heart to the Lord. He was converted. Randy Bevington's now the pastor of the Church of God in Ohio City. And the members there say, it's a miracle. We knew him in high school. We knew what the transformation thing had done. The other thing that right here in Convoy, down the road here, got a competing church. I think it's called Redeemer Lutheran or something like that. Maybe some of you have heard of that. Well, they had Jerry Lucas come in there a few years ago, and I went in, and Jerry Lucas was asked, well, what's your testimony? And I was hoping it was the Gideon Bible, and it wasn't. It's just a regular Bible. But anyway, that's a little, supposed to be a little joke. Jerry said, that he comes from a dysfunctional family. His mother and father were both alcoholics. They divorced. He was an All-Ohio first team, one of the greatest Ohio players ever to play basketball. He went to Ohio State. He was All-American several times. They won the national championship one year. He went on to become All-Pro, All-World. They won the world championship. He was 35 years old, and Jerry said this right in convoy, and I heard it. I even asked him if he was getting a Bible. He said, no, it was just a regular Bible. And he said, he was talking with a friend on the telephone. He said, you know, there's something missing in my life. Jerry Lucas is saying, there's something missing in my life. He said, I have millions of dollars. All I do is eat, sleep, and play basketball. I love basketball, but I feel an emptiness in my heart. And his friend said, yeah, Jerry Lucas, you're unbalanced. Jerry said, I am not. He was an honor student at Ohio State. I'm very smart. I'm an excellent basketball player. I'm not unbalanced. I'm telling you, you have no spiritual life. You haven't had a spiritual birth. And Jerry said, well, how do you get that? And the friend said, for crying out loud, don't you ever read your Bible? He said, not only don't I read my Bible, I don't even have a Bible. Well, he said, I'll get you a Bible. Jerry Lucas, he's now known as Dr. Memory because his whole life, that's what he did, was remember things. He read, started at Genesis, read the whole Bible. He liked the New Testament so well, he memorized the New Testament. Now, Gideons are supposed to memorize scripture verses. Jerry Lucas memorized the New Testament and gave his heart to the Lord. What does he do today? He goes around preaching the gospel. He goes around telling other people, you need to give your heart to the Lord. You need to read your Bible. You need to pray. You need to repent. Now, sometime, we don't have time today because it's time to quit, Dave. But Jerry Lucas told us, who listened to him, God has given us a mind that is absolutely the greatest earthly gift. What you put into your head stays. Wham! It stays there. Only put good things in there. Only put spiritual things in there. Only put things that you can be of service in there. He gave us, then we invited him to Trinity United Methodist, that's where I go. We invited him to come there. And he gave a 10-point sermon. He said, I'm going to give you this 10-point sermon. I'm going to tell you how to memorize it. And you'll never forget it for the rest of your life. You can go from 1 to 10 and name everything. Or you can go from 10 to 1 and name everything. Or you can start in the middle. And I said, that man is crazy. I can't even remember a 1-point sermon, let alone a 10-point. But I'm telling you, and he said, you only have to practice it a couple times. I'm telling you today, that's as clear or even clearer in my mind than when he gave the sermon. A couple other things. Don't forget to use the Gideon cards. The card rack's back there. I'm encouraging. Graduation is a great time. Thinking of you, somebody's got everything. Sponsor a Bible or two or more with this. The other new thing is Friends of Gideon. And I've left one brochure with Dave. If you can't, you're not eligible or you don't want to be a Gideon, you can be a friend of Gideon and you can pray for the ministry. And that's how can you help? Pray, pray, pray. Or if you want to both pray and make contributions for more Bibles to win others to the Lord, you can do that too. They have that program. And again, all started with one Bible. To God be the glory. Now more than 80 million a year. The book was written over a period of 1,500 years, three different languages, on three continents. It's actually 66 books into one by 40 different authors, all saying the same thing. Jesus is the Messiah. Jesus is the Son of God. The Old Testament says Jesus is coming. The New Testament is give your heart to the Lord. And that, my folks, is the Gideon message. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you for that message. As we prepare for our closing hymn, 569, we have a story to tell the nation. Reminder, we will have the pickle jar here to help out with Ashley and her mission trip. And then we do have the baskets in the foyers to donate to the Gideons. Receive the benediction. We all have a story to tell the nations, the Gideons, Ashley, and help us to continue to do that individually and take the name of Jesus Christ throughout the land. All this we pray in your name. Amen.